Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the John Clayton Show
on 710 ESPN Seattle.
Get in on the conversation at 866-979-ESPN. Now here's your host,
the professor,
John Clayton.
And good morning, everybody, on this Saturday. Got the full show from 8 to 11, taking your phone calls. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. 1030 Shannon Dreyer will join us. Talk a little bit about baseball, the lockout, and what's going on for the Mariners. But before that, let's get going with some headlines. Well, All-Pro list came out yesterday. Seahawks did not have anybody on the first team. Bobby Wagner made the second team. Quandre Diggs made the second team. Michael Dixon made the second team. You got Nick Ballore getting some votes. So, because of the fact that they were only at 7-10, they didn't get the full service as far as being able to get all the votes and all that stuff, but still, you can still see that they do have some very good players. Injuries, you got Clyde Helaire, who for Kansas City is going to be out. James Connor for Arizona on Monday night. The running back is also going to be out. So there are injury issues right now that are affecting these teams. Certainly, we know in Denver, all things are progressing with a chance for the sell of the team. They have six groups right now bidding to try to do it. One group has Peyton Manning. Another group has John Elway. And, of course, one group has Jeff Bezos. And you have to figure that Bezos has the most money and has the best chance of getting the team. So it's like we'll see how that goes as they try to sell the Denver Broncos. And those are our headlines. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Let's go to JB in Renton. Hey, JB.
Hey, Mr. Clayton. How are you feeling this fine Saturday morning?
I am tired.
I understand. You're the hardest working man in radio right now. You're going to be tired, Mr. Clayton.
Yeah,
That's just how it is. But you know what? You're talking about the Denver Broncos for sale. Hands down, Jeff Bezos. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think he's got a chance to buy it.
Who's gonna beat that guy out with that kind of money?
Nobody. I mean, if he wants it, nobody can top him for money. That's for sure.
You might have the first $15 billion he, Mr. Clayton.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
he'll do it just to do it. I mean, come on.
I know.
If he's gonna, was that?
Yeah. So it's like nope. If he wants to buy it, nobody can top him for money.
Hey, I'll give you a case in point, Mr. Clayton. You remember when the Clippers went up for sale?
Yeah.
And I think Oprah, Grant Hill, all of them came there with different groups and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What happened when Mr. Obama came up there?
Yeah, I mean, he got the team because nobody can compete with him for the money.
Game over.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That ought to answer the question right quick. You were talking about injuries. Now, the Patriots had a... Is it one of their right or left tackles going to be out for the game?
Yeah, their left tackle, Wynn, is going to be out.
Yeah. Now is the middle linebacker playing? He was also kind of iffy.
Yeah, I think he should be okay. Yeah.
He should be okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, all right. So because they had a few players that they were kind of questionable, but I guess they're gonna make it through there
and
get in there and play. Yeah, well, hey, let's talk about a few of this. The Raiders and the Bengals.
Yes.
First game up for bid, Mr. Clayton. How do you look at this going down?
It's pretty wide open. You know, I still think the Bengals have the edge because they're at home and they got Joe Burrow. But like anything else, first-time quarterbacks in the playoffs struggle. Now, Derek Carr is also in his first playoff game, so that makes it pretty even there. Raiders have been pretty good, particularly with Rich Bisaccio taking over as the interim coach. So it's a pretty wide open game. How do you see it?
Well, you know, one of the things that's going to be iffy is who wins the line of scrimmage. And I look at the Bengals. Joe Burrow's been hit, what, 50-plus times or whatever?
Right.
Times this year. That's not a good recipe. And I look at the Raiders. The Raiders are starting to get some pressure. And that's not for you guys. They definitely get pressure on Joe Burrow to try to get him off his launch pad. Now, that's when Joe Mixon comes into play. Can he get into his hot reads and hit Joe Mixon in the game?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're going to have to do to offset that pass rush that the Raiders possess.
Right.
Now, on the other side, Cincinnati stands a pretty good defense, you know?
Right.
They've been respectable in the game and stuff like that. You know, if anything, I would say with two quarterbacks that hasn't played in a playoff game before, I would maybe give the Bengals the edge because they're at home. I would say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the time differential for the Raiders going across country to go play them, which it doesn't make a difference to me, in my opinion.
No,
it doesn't make a difference. But I would give the Bengals. I like the Bengals. I think the Bengals can exploit some things in that secondary if the offensive line holds up and give Burrow.
Yeah, because again, the Raiders do not have a good secondary.
There you go. That's what I would say. The Bengals, I would give them the edge right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Patriots and the Bills, sub-zero temperatures out there, they're
right.
Accustomed to cold weather, so that's a wash as far as that's concerned. The deal is can that little rookie quarterback, can the Patriots establish the run against the Bills? What do you think?
I think it's going to be tough because, again, it's like, you know, you do have a rookie quarterback in his first playoff start. That's usually very, very difficult. I mean, you know, say what you want about Josh Allen. You know, Josh may not have the great game because it's so cold, but he knows the field. He knows the cold weather there in Buffalo. I think he has a big edge. So, I mean, it's a pretty close, even game. But these are two games right now, hard to predict. I go Bengals and I lean toward the Bills.
You know, I'll go Bengals. Mr. Clayton, I'll go with the Patriots. I'm going with Bill Belichick and the defensive side of that football.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bill Belichick can stir up the pot enough, just enough. The one thing that scares me a little bit about the Bills, where is their running game at right now?
Yeah, true.
It's not really that productive. Mm-hmm. And in a cold weather game like that, with that ball just turning straight to ice, just a hard rock to throw, you're going to have to establish the run.
Right.
Now, the one thing the Patriots are good at on the opposite opponent's side is they're good at stopping the run. They're pretty decent at that, especially if they get Hightower, the linebacker, back in the middle. They're going to be pretty good at stopping that run. I'll lean toward the Patriots just because of Bill Belichick. I didn't say the quarterback. I said Bill Belichick. All right. The Philadelphia Eagles and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I know Tampa Bay has a lot of injuries and stuff like that, but you got Tom Brady going against inexperienced against Jalen Hurst. I mean, that's a big advantage. So I go Brady.
You know, you talk Brady, fine and dandy. How about Todd Bowles against Jalen Hurst? That's the problem.
They got
a couple of those linebackers back. I think Devin White is back. The other linebacker is back. They're back in the fold. They're getting a lot of their players back in the fold.
Uh-huh.
That means that they're going to be fully loaded when they come in to play that game.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm looking at right there is on the defensive side, can Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles establish the run against that front four that they got over there in Tampa?
I think it's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. So you know what that means? Jalen Hurts is going to have to throw that football and give his arrest.
And if that's happened, it's bad for the Eagles. And plus, I mean, say what you want. This is kind of like last year. The Eagles made the playoffs just like the Bears made the playoffs, but they're not a playoff team.
No. This is not going to be a good situation for them as far as that's concerned. They're not a playoff team, and they're not built like that to go out there. I don't see them competing against Tampa Bay. Even though Tampa Bay has a lot of injuries on the offensive side of that ball, I still see Tom Brady and those boys emerging.
Yeah.
Just because of that defense. Defense that he possesses over there in Tampa. All right? This is an old throwback with him, Mr. Clayton. You go back to the 80s. You go back to the times of Tom Henry Danny White, Anthony Paul Jones, and all those boys going down and playing the boys in Candlestick Park. You remember that with them foggy guns.
Right.
When it was cold. Cowboys got them at home this time.
Uh-huh.
I'm worried about the Cowboys, Mr. Clayton, on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
They haven't been really productive.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now, Joey, Bosa didn't have to add fuel to the fire by telling him that he could get some rush on the offensive line of the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a problem.
That could be. Very well.
How do you see this turning out?
I think right now San Francisco has a chance for the upset.
They do.
I really do. And, yeah, because, again, Dallas hasn't played well. I mean, Dallas has more talent. They have mm-hmm. Dak Prescott going against Jimmy Garoppolo. But I wouldn't wipe out the 49ers right now. I think they have a good chance to try to win this game.
Hey, you know what's paramount, too? Dallas' ability to run the ball. Ezekiel Elliott, I think he's averaging, what, 3.1 or 3.2 a carry?
Mm-hmm.
As far as, I mean, he's a 1,000-yard rusher, but still, his production dropped.
Right.
At the end of the year. Yeah, that's kind of concerning. That means that Dak is going to have to put a lot more on his back to win that game.
Uh-huh.
And Jimmy Garoppolo, and I like the defense, the offense. I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Clayton. They don't talk about him a lot. George Kittle is a good tight end, but that mm-hmm. Debo Samuels is trouble.
Yeah.
But that Debo Samuels, he's a problem.
Yeah, in fact, he got first team All-Pro. Debo did.
Yeah. I mean, didn't he throw a touchdown in the game against the Rams?
He did. He did. I mean, he's phenomenal.
Yes. He's a real good player as far as that's concerned. I think he could be a real problem for the Cowboys to deal with him.
Agreed.
And you got Kittle's there also.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see how Jimmy Garoppolo and the boys carry. I think I'll go with the 49ers on this one.
Yeah, okay. I can see that.
Concerned. All right. Pittsburgh
and
Kansas City.
Not even close. Kansas City big. No low contender.
Why do you say that, Mr. Clayton?
Well, because, again, it's like Kansas City's at home. Pittsburgh barely made it into the playoffs, and they're in Kansas City. So it's like you got Patrick Mahomes going against, you know, an aged Ben Roethlisberger.
Now, didn't they get Juju Smith-Schuster back? He's going to play in this game also?
I think he is, yeah.
They're not. You know, I'm going with Kansas City.
Yeah.
But I'd say the only way that Pittsburgh could do that,
uh-huh.
I would keep Patrick Mahomes off the field.
Right.
By me saying that, running the ball with Najee Harris,
mm-hmm.
trying to chew up some time of possession.
Right.
Don't let Patrick Mahomes and the boys get after your defense.
Right.
Because it's going to be a long day. That's the only thing I'm hoping to see them doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want to get in a shootout with these boys.
Agreed.
They don't want to get in. No. I think if anything, that's the only formula for Pittsburgh. If they had a glimmer of hope, but I'm still going Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
What about Arizona and the Rams?
And you know, this is a game. This is something, Mr. Clayton. The Rams, you know, they've invested a lot in Matthew Stafford. I think the more pressure is on Matthew Stafford in this game. As far as what they invested in this year and what they did to bring Von Miller in, bring OBJ in,
mm-hmm.
and bring these guys in to call themselves to help them get to the Super Bowl. If Matthew Stafford plays the way that he played all the coming to the end of the regular season, Arizona takes this game.
Yeah.
He's got to play better than that, Mr. Clayton. He's got to come out there. He can't throw any advice passes. And he's got to play. Now, is J.J. Watt? I mean, he was trying to get in here.
J.J. Watt's not going to play.
Okay, he's not going to play.
No.
All right. I look at Kyler Murray. I know he's a youngster, but I still think he could be a problem for them as far as that's concerned.
Agreed.
You know what, Mr. Clayton? I'm going with Arizona on the road to
uh-huh.
get the win.
Okay.
I think
it's a toss-up. I think it can go either way.
Who do you favor right now, Mr. Clayton?
Nobody. I think it's even.
Nobody?
No, it's even.
It's even. You know, this is what scares me about the Rams. The Rams are not the same team that started the season off.
No.
Right?
Right.
Is Brooks really that big of a factor. I know Cooper Kupp is there. I like Cooper Kupp. They got some nice pieces over there. But I still think that the Rams' defense, they went and got Waddle out of retirement to play safety.
Yeah. That's not good.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah, you can't get a guy off his couch, Mr. Clay, to play safety in a playoff game. That it just doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go. I'm going to give the edge to Arizona because I think Arizona might have the ability to move the ball on him. James Conner is going to play for Arizona?
No, he's not.
Oh, that might be a problem.
I know.
That might be a problem.
Hey, JB, got to run.
Mr. Clayton, enjoy the games. We'll talk next Saturday, Mark.
All right, sounds good. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. John Clayton Show, 710 ESPN Seattle.
This is the John Clayton Show on 710 ESPN Seattle and 710sports.com.
866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Let's go to Raider Jim. Hey, Jim.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Good. Big weekend for you.
It's a silver and black Saturday, John.
I know. So what's your thoughts?
Well, I think they're going to win. And the reason why I think they're going to win is they have a better road record.
Yeah.
They've been in playoff mode they beat three of the last four. They beat four teams, three of which were in playoff contention at the time. Mm-hmm. They've gone through so much trauma. I mean, it's great to see Bisaccia and Carr get it corrected and peaking at the end of the season when it mattered most. In other words, I think they just got the big momentum, the big mo on their side, John.
Right, right.
And, we can't forget about the curse of Bo Jackson, John.
How's that play into it? No, how's that play into it?
I think it's more of a mental thing than anything, John. But, when Bo Jackson went down against the Cincinnati Bengals, I mean, that franchise has never really been the same. So they've got that to overcome. No, but in all seriousness, John, I think that the Bengals, you know, they're a young team. They got a young quarterback, and that quarterback's great. But I heard James Jones talk on NFL Network over the week. The hardest victory to achieve is that first playoff victory.
Agreed.
And, Bengals have not been in playoff mode like the Raiders. The Raiders have had to win all four of their games just to have the opportunity to play in this weekend's games. So I think that in a nutshell is going to prove to be the difference. And, you can talk about numbers and you can talk about all the other stuff, but I really do think that momentum is on the Raiders' side this time around, John.
Mm-hmm. Of course, now, this is Derek Carr's first playoff game.
Right, because when they went in 16, he broke his leg in the penultimate game of the season.
Right.
And then they hobbled into the playoffs with Matt McGloin, and then he got hurt, and then they had to use Connor Carr, which, he was a third-string quarterback. And that just, it was a disaster. It was not a playoff game, in my opinion.
Right.
But, my gosh, John, last week was just such a great game, John.
It was.
It was just amazing.
The best game of the year, I think.
What's that?
That was the best game of the year.
I'd argue it's the most significant win for the franchise in the last 20 years. It was just so thrilling to watch. And finally, I was able to watch a great Raider victory with my 16-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that game was the embodiment of why we all watch the great game of football, John.
Yeah, and I agreed.
I mean, it was just great. And then the Raider Nation, they also showed out Sunday night in Vegas. I mean, that was just a rabid sea of silver and black in that stadium, Legion Stadium, John. It was just so great to see because, the Raiders – they haven't really built a big fan base in Vegas because of their record and because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of fans from teams from all over the country, when they play in Vegas, they go to Vegas. And so they buy the tickets. And it's a very similar situation to what you find in LA or Miami. Or New Orleans, it's not necessarily a home field advantage for them, but boy, they showed out this past Sunday, John. And that Justin Herbert, oh my God.
Yeah.
He is always
phenomenal.
An incredible, incredible athlete.
Now he's great, and he's going to be great for a long period of time.
It's going to be great to watch him play and good for that franchise. It's interesting that they made the decision. They weren't going to go for Tua. They were hoping Miami would go get Tua so they could go get Herbert. and fell right into their laps, and they just snatched him up, and good for them.
Uh-huh.
And he's just, usually those quarterbacks, they usually start to show finesse in their second year. I mean, he's already there, John.
Well, he did in his first year.
I know. I mean, he's just, he's incredible. And he's going to be a foe for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that I wanted to talk to you about two other things, John.
Yeah, go ahead.
That the Athletic got bought out by the New York Times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And I think that they insisted upon keeping all their staff.
That's correct.
When they did the transaction, which is good for all the reporters. I mean, because they put out some good copy, John.
Yeah, they do. That's great.
Yeah. And then the Bolin Family Trust was finally. The court ruled in their favor, and so now that they can go ahead and proceed to the sale. I mean, come on, right of first refusal by 2 men that are dead.
Don't you get the feeling it's going to be Jeff Bezos?
Well, I do. I do. Yeah. I don't think it'll be the Manning Group or the Elway Group. I think that, look, the NFL is all about money.
Right.
I mean, it's all about money. Who's got the most money? I mean, who owns the Seahawks right now?
Because
the Allen family had money.
Right.
And it takes a unique person to own an NFL franchise. You've got to have a lot of capital, for lack of a better way to put it. And, I just think that makes sense.
Yeah.
But who am I? I mean, I'm not a Denver Bronco fan. I'm totally against most of that kind of stuff. But I thought it was interesting. I think Bolin kind of tripped up there when it came to his legacy. When it came to the will and all that kind of stuff, because they were butting heads internally too.
Yeah, they were
now a lot of his daughters are just anyway. So it's good to see that. But the head coach, who would take that job right now, John?
Uh huh.
That's the thing.
I think that's the second best job in the market right now, Denver.
Do you?
Oh God, yeah. I mean, you got 3 receivers. You've got the best secondary in the league. You've got some talent.
Oh yeah.
Get a quarterback.
Just gotta get a quarterback. They need exactly. And I think Peter King alluded to that last week in his column.
Yeah.
They need a position where it starts with Q.
Yeah, no doubt. It does. Everything's about the quarterback.
Well, and they're very much similar to the Miami Dolphins with the Dan Marino thing. How do you replace a Dan Marino? How do you replace a John Elway? You don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't.
You don't. They're just one of a kind.
Yeah, but again, it's like, and just like Miami, they've been through so many quarterbacks. I mean, the Broncos have been through 11 quarterbacks since Peyton Manning was there. 11.
Indeed. And the fans. You can say all you want to. They're great fans.
Yes.
And yet they've had 4 losing seasons.
Had 5 losing seasons and 6 non-playoff seasons.
Yeah, and that fan base is not going to tolerate that.
No, no.
I mean, it's not a good look. And I'm hoping that Ben Roethlisberger plays his heart out today over the weekend against Pat Mahomes. Mm-hmm. I really do, because it's going to be great to see him. Did you hear that a lot of the Pittsburgh fans were donating to the Daniel Carlson Trust?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how they got in.
Through the ice
in the veins of Daniel Carlson, who also is second team All-Pro.
Correct,
which is nice to see. I think he did a better job than Justin Tucker this year, which is saying something.
Yeah, he got the contract extension and all that. Hey, Jim, thank you for the phone call.
Okay, John, take care.
Okay, 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN, John Clayton Show, 710 ESPN Seattle.
This is the John Clayton Show on 710 ESPN Seattle and 710sports.com.
866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Let's go to Mike in Renton. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How's Pat feeling?
Okay. Yeah, doing well.
Okay. Give her my regards.
I will do that.
Hey, John, so you're going to watch all these games this weekend?
Yes, indeed.
Good, good. I hear all these talking heads counting Pittsburgh out, saying they're going to lose big and this. But you know what, John, the key to this game, if Ben don't turn it over, they have a chance to win.
Right.
And they got to eliminate the turnovers.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But I think Ben's going to come out today and have a good game.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, he's, you know, it's like this is his last one. I mean, you know, unless he wins. So.
Yeah. Because he knows this is it. This is the going away party.
Yeah. But again, he's in Kansas City. He's going against Patrick Mahomes. Tyreek Hill looks like he's going to be able to play. This one's going to be tough.
But here's the thing, John, about Kansas City. They don't look right. That's not the same team it was 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. There's something not right with that offense.
But it's still good.
It's good. But you know what the key is, I think, what the Steelers are going to have to do on defense? They're going to have to keep Kelce in check. Because when they have 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, who's Mahomes looking for? Kelce.
Agreed.
So they can contain him. I'm not going to say, you know, completely, but just contain him.
Yeah.
I still think they got a chance.
They got a chance. I mean, again, I mean, we watched it last week. I mean, look at Indianapolis all set to make the playoffs. They're playing Jacksonville. Should have been a blowout, and it did turn into a blowout. Jacksonville blew them out. And so, I mean, you can never tell in this league.
Hey, John, this week, was you on the local channel back in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
What are they saying about what are they saying about the quarterback position?
Well, I mean, the host Andrew Filippone doesn't like Ben, and I have to keep talking him into how good Ben is, because obviously they wouldn't have made the playoffs were it not for Ben. But they're down on the offensive line and all that stuff. I mean, certainly they're up on Mike Tomlin and all that, but right now I think Filippone is just not big on Ben.
Yeah. I from what I'm gathering back there, from what my relatives are, it's like 50-50 back there.
Yeah.
There's some people against Ben and some for him.
Yeah, but again, who else do they have? Mason Rudolph's terrible.
Yeah, that's a joke. You know, I don't see much in this draft. They may have to wait another year or two.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if the Pitt quarterback falls to him, they could do that. But again, that's not going to say that's going to work out.
Yeah, I don't see Rodgers going there. I think he's staying in Green Bay.
I agree.
Yeah, he's staying put. Hey, John, you have a good weekend. Take care.
Okay, Mike, thank you. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Let's go to Irish Mankey. Irish Mankey, how are you?
Hello, Mr. Clayton. And as always on this wonderful Saturday, I hope you and Mrs. Clayton get the time to enjoy it.
Yep.
And
got football all day, so that'll enjoy
to
it.
Talk about on a quick, I will hurry. So the Buffalo-New England game's in Buffalo, and I caught a headline, but I didn't deep dig into it, about it may be the coldest game ever played for NFL?
Is it?
What's the weather up there going to be?
Zero.
Oh, how about snow?
Don't know about the snow. I don't think there's going to be snow, but you never know.
Oh, you think they'll have that snow plow ready up there to clear away the path for the kicker?
I think so, yeah.
Like they did years ago?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on, Mr. Clayton. How long is the process for Mr. Bezos to end up owning the team?
Well, it's opened up this week, and so he's got the most money. And they've got five other groups, but I mean, he can beat any of the groups. So it's like, we'll see how fast it can go and how fast they're willing to negotiate and get things done. I mean, right now, according to Forbes, the franchise is worth $3.75 million. You know, he's going to bid into the fours to try to get it. And if necessary, he may go to five.
Yeah, I'd just get him five and get it done with, because he's got to get Russell Wilson over there, Mr. Clayton.
Irish, do you want me to hang up on you?
Oh, Mr. Clayton.
You want me to hang up on you, bringing up Russell Wilson trade stuff?
Come on, Mr.
There is no Russell Wilson trade. There is no Russell Wilson trade.
We'll move on to that.
Jeez,
man. Just seeing if you were listening, Mr. Clayton.
Yeah, I was listening, and I was going to turn you off.
TV watching football.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Clayton, let's move on to the college thing. And apparently the ACC has put a kibosh on the playoffs.
Oh, really? Tell me about it.
Yeah, they backed out. They said it's not the time to discuss these things. There's more important things. Well, the only thing it seems to me they're really doing is they're positioning themselves for the ESPN contract.
Mm-hmm,
doesn't that
mm-hmm.
come up here pretty soon? Mm-hmm. In like 24 or 25, something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and they lose any then any kind of power they would have if they went early on a playoff thing, 8 or 12. What, 8? There were comments about the 8 and the 12. I think the 12, they said, was unrealistic, and the
right.
8 wasn't right. Or they poo-pooed them both. Basically, they said, we're good with the four-game system for till 2025 or something like that.
Uh-huh. Well, because, again, I mean, the SEC and the ACC, they're all selfish.
Well, I understand that. That's the
Yeah, because all they care about is themselves. I mean, and again, it's like...
I think it's selfish about that ESPN contract.
Right, agreed.
I mean, that's, show me the money, and they want to get it before it gets taken away.
Mm-hmm.
They lose... none of these guys really want what us common folk want, which is an honest, true playoff system.
Yeah, don't you think right now college football is a joke? Because it's pretty much in the top five or six, the same four teams every year.
Well, I understand that. As a matter of fact, I just don't know why the NFL doesn't make an offer to set up a farm club system for the Ohio States, the Alabamas, and stuff, and get them out of the NCAA.
Yeah, well, they're not going to do that.
I know. I'm just,
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying. But, no, the truth of the matter is, the ACC guy killed the deal. It was breaking news,
wow.
I think, today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all really, they don't say it, of course. They give you this big phony baloney. Well, there's more pressing matters like the portal transfers and the money grab, these individual players,
right.
The free agency system in the NCAA, that's developing. That's what his excuse was.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, they blew the deal again, Mr. Clayton.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Real quick, and then I'll let you go because it's a busy day for you. Irish are on Monday, Martin Luther King Day, at 11 o'clock on Fox 13. Their basketball is hot this year, Mr. Clayton.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah, don't care.
I know, but just...
Don't care.
You get just a little break to, between all football, That's like, get some vegetables in your life, Mr. Clayton. All meat is not good enough.
Yeah, it's like, let's put it this way. I'm not big on vegetables, and I'm not big on, Notre Dame, Notre Dame basketball.
That's okay. You remember that Frank Sinatra tune? Once there was a silly old ram, tried to bust the dam, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
He eventually did. We'll get to you, Mr. Clayton.
Okay.
Don't worry.
All right.
Time will come.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
It won't happen.
So have a great day, Mr. Clayton. And remember, it's not a bad word to say, go Irish.
Okay. Well, sounds good. Irish, thank you so much. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. John Clayton Show, 710 ESPN Seattle.
This is the John Clayton Show on 710 ESPN Seattle and 710sports.com.
866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Let's go to Brandon. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, John. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, driving to Discovery Park and a coffee in hand and a dog in the back, so not a bad
day. Wow, not a bad day. No, that's a good day.
To you. So, hey, I wanted to talk about the Seattle Seahawks defensive backs.
Mm-hmm.
I was a one-year college player as a free safety, so I'm a little biased to the DBs, especially Quandre Diggs.
Right.
So a couple questions. The first question would be, how do you the shape for the 2022-2023 Seahawks defensive backfield looking? I mean, obviously you can pencil in Jamal Adams at strong safety.
Right.
But it seems like we have a lot of number two corners with Trey Brown and the UW corner. He came on. Sidney Jones came on pretty strong at the end.
Uh-huh.
DJ Reed's a free agent. I really, really hope we get Quandre Diggs back. But how do you see the starting lineup looking?
I mean, as long as they can, make sure they cover up the other cornerback position, they definitely need to re-sign Reed. Because again,
agreed.
In fact, I saw one top 100, and it actually had Reed as the 25th best player in free agency.
Wow. Okay.
And so, and for Quandre, obviously there'll be a little bit of a discount because he's coming off that, major fractured ankle and all that stuff.
Sure.
So, but also I look at, you know, because I was going through some numbers the other day, and I look at his situation kind of like Marcus May with the Jets. And so, like, for example, the value for Marcus May is around $13.2 million a year. So I think if they can get him for $13 million or so,
sure,
that would be good. And then I don't know what the cost for Reed's going to be.
Yeah, it could be, because he's not going to get paid, I don't think, number one corner money, but, man, is he a solid number two.
Yeah,
corner.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think he can get number one number. Because,
you do think he could?
Yeah, I think he could.
Do you think – what is your opinion of Trey Brown?
He looks encouraging. He looks very promising before the injury.
Yeah. And Quandre is – I mean, he's arguably my favorite Seahawk, especially I think if you re-sign Bobby Wagner, mm-hmm.
Bobby's signed. It's a matter that does he take a reduced contract? Yeah.
So, because Quandre is a real leader on the team and a tone setter and kind of a culture guy. And you saw when he got injured, not just his mm-hmm. own teammates crying, but you saw the Arizona bench over there. I mean, that's just what this guy means.
No doubt. And because, again, he's a playmaker. He gets interceptions. And he gets big hits. He does everything. And, you know, he was a second team All-Pro this year and, Pro Bowl caliber guy. You know, it's just unfortunate he got the serious fractured ankle.
Oh, it's incredible. And I think another season with, because he's a small, I mean, he's not a big guy.
No.
But how he plays that, I like him and how he plays better than Earl Thomas. I mean, Earl Thomas.
Earl Thomas was a great player.
Well, yes, that's true. He kind of loafed at the end, but I think with how Quandre plays that position, I think it would bring out the best in Jamal Adams, because they're very different players, obviously.
Right.
And then how do you see, I guess my final question would be, how do you see Jamal Adams and that strong safety going next season? Do you see him blitzing more? Do you see him playing more of a traditional strong safety? Or do you see them using another player, maybe a Ryan Neal, in a traditional strong safety role and kind of using Jamal as more of that?
Well, ideally, Rover. I mean, if they can get Jamal back and, you know, have him blitz, maybe not as much as he did a year ago, but have him blitz and then have Neal as the, the extra defensive back to come in there and go two linebackers, then I think they're really well covered. It's just a matter of making sure that the other cornerback position is in good shape. And so, you know, you have Reed on the one side if he re-signs, and then whether it's Trey Brown or whoever, you got him on the other side. And so I think that's one of the keys right now to see, you know, what they can do. And, it's interesting because Pete Carroll says, you know, well, people keep on bringing up how much cap room we have. That's not the case. But then, of course, what he did say is they've got $70 million of cap room. The difference is they've got a lot of they got 16 unrestricted free agents. Seven of them are free, are starters, and it's going to be costly to get some of those guys back. But they just need to get some of those guys back. But they've never had this much money in free agency. Never.
Sure. Do you think then that they will focus more on re-signing their own or going for more of those splash free agents?
No, if they're going for splash, they're not going to be going for splash free agents. That's not going to be the case. I mean, they'll be, I think, judicious in what they try to get, you know, because they're not going to go out and pay Brandon Scherff $20 million.
Sure.
You know, they're not going to go out and pay a defensive end $20 million. That's not them. They don't have to do it. But, I mean, for $8-9 million to get a good starter, that's the stuff I think they'll do.
But when they trade Russell Wilson, and I'm joking. I had to go there. No, you're 100% right. John, you're a wealth of knowledge. I always appreciate it.
I appreciate that, yeah. But would people just stop? There is no Russell Wilson trade, none. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN, John Clayton Show, 710 ESPN Seattle.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.